y'all ready? Song. One, two, three, boom!
Can you feel it? The breakthrough is here. Wow, wow, wow. Even like a week later, watching that clip and just feeling the anointing of the Lord coming through. That was a clip from our New Beginnings conference, guys, that we just had. I think it's been like, what, a week ago? Mm-hmm. A week ago. And man, God is still moving in such a great way. We're going to be talking about all of that. And guys, welcome to The Pulse. My name is Shay Wilbur. Of course, I'm not Pastor Troy. Unfortunately for us, he's in Africa. He's actually watching right now. So hi, Pastor Troy. Hope we make you proud here. He is all the way. Do we have a picture of the map of where Pastor Troy is? He is all the way in Cape Town, wow. South Africa, all the way across the globe. And he actually just touched down there. And he's going to be there for a big conference. He actually ran into ODX family at the airport.
That's so cool.
At the airport. So cool. Yeah, look at this. This is Pastor Brian Matthews and his family from New Life Church in Augusta. So I love that no matter where Pastor Troy is, somehow he manages to find ODX family, or ODX family manages to find him. It really speaks to how incredible of a family that we have built here. And if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook or anywhere else and you're like, what is the ODX family? Go to ODX.tv when we get done here and check it out and become part of our family, guys. This is episode 115 of The Pulse, and we're diving into the New Beginnings conference. We're talking powerful breakthroughs, testimonies, and the move of God that we are still feeling here today. I'm joined by a couple of our pastors. So if there's extra anointing in here, it's because like we have a table full of pastors. We have Pastor Frankie in the house, our young adult pastor. How are you, Frankie?
I am so excited to be here.
I'm so excited. This is your first time on The Pulse.
This is my first time.
I couldn't believe that when you said that. I'm like, I feel like you've been on The Pulse before.
Well, I'm so excited.
You're
to be
a
here.
Natural. You'll be great. And Pastor Ryan, it's so good to have you.
Good afternoon, everybody.
It's always good to have you and your talking points and your notes. We told you, you know, that we were going to be recapping the conference, and of course you were prepared already. Lots of things.
Yeah. And like I said on Sunday, but we're in day 13 of New Beginnings conference. And I think it's going really well. Yeah. This is our longest conference so far.
Yeah. I love it. It's just still continuing. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And we have our prophetess Rebecca in the house.
Hello.
She is. You are a prophet.
I love you guys. I'm excited for today. And I was like, we need to bring Pastor Frankie. Going to be amazing. And I do believe what Pastor Ryan just said, day 13, I didn't really think of it, of the New Beginnings conference. I think this is here to stay for sure.
Yeah.
And we're going to be going to the next level, So this is not going to go away.
Mm-mm. We can get more into it. God proved it because he put the whole weekend on ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He preserved it.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going to get into
good.
That.
So okay. good. All right. Yeah. Okay. That's put so the cool. weekend on ice. Wow. That's awesome. I'm like coughing hairball as Pastor Troy was saying. Hairball. But no, Rebecca, you pulled this verse and I love it. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Isaiah 43:19. And we are in such a season of a new thing. Yes, it's a new year. We just had our New Beginnings conference. And I really believe God is doing a new thing in our church body, but also in every one of our lives, in our families, in your family watching. And please feel free to share testimonies. If you feel like God has been like moving extra in your life since the start of the new year, maybe since our New Beginnings conference, put your testimony in the comments right now and let us rejoice with you. We love our family. We love how interactive you guys are from all over the world. Rebecca, we have people joining us from all over.
We have Canada. We have Adele from Canada. We have North Carolina, Vicky Hodges. We have our faithful Debbie Smith. I love her, from Alabama.
Yes.
Tracy, let me see any other countries on here. Germany. We have
Germany.
Christian Foling from Germany. We have Tennessee in the house, Montana, New Mexico, North Carolina, Georgia, Oklahoma, Arizona. Thank you so much for tuning in. When you comment, when you share where you're at, that makes such a huge difference for somebody on the other side that might be needing today's word. So I want to encourage you, send us where you're watching from. Send us a little emoji. We will call you out. We'll do a little shout out. But when you do that, we don't do it for likes. We don't do it for the comments. We don't do it for views. We do it because we want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And this is a way that we could share it all over the world. And it's such an honor to do that. So thank you guys for watching.
Yes, it really is. And don't forget to subscribe, guys. We have so much going on within this house as far as media. If you're new here, we are churning out media all the time, whether it's our services, whether it's our new TV show, The Counter. And if you aren't aware of The Counter, guys, after this, you need to go watch our playlist here on YouTube for The Counter and check it out. There is no show like it. And every Tuesday night, we release a new episode. Tonight, we're actually dropping the episode 6 after show hosted by the one and only... Joseph Z. We love him. And man, guys, it is powerful. It is powerful. And he's going to recap the show. And our episode 6 was actually a really, really intense show all about human trafficking, Baal worship, pornography. There was nothing off limits, nothing that they were shied away from topically. And so if you missed that, you got to check it out. I think how many, last time I checked, we had 97,000 views.
I just sent you that.
Oh my goodness. That's
in 6 days.
Crazy.
I think that might be our most watched episode, which is crazy because I was, to be honest, a little bit nervous that we were going to get flagged. You know, it's hard within this house. Correct. We don't really filter ourselves.
Right, we don't.
And that's why we have our ODX platform, because in case we do get filtered on here, we jump over there. But that's just Pastor Troy. That's not his MO. His MO is not to play nice in the sandbox with the PC crowd. His MO is like, I'm going in with Bible.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about the issues that need to be talked about. And that's what they did on this episode of The Counter. And so I was just, we put it out there on YouTube and we were kind of like, all right, are we going to get flagged for this? Like, and the fact that we have that many views, I thought we were going to get penalized with the algorithm. I thought all the things. And man, people want this content. They want to hear it.
I think it's very important. I like watching a lot of crime scene. I like watching Law and Order. But if they are not hiding it and all their episodes are about sex trafficking, literally, I'm like, we shouldn't be afraid to share and take the lid off. Like, you know, we're literally, we have to share and we have to bring it to the light. The darkness won't be, it's been too long hidden. That they've been hidden under the carpet. But I'm telling you, all your normal shows on TV, on Hulu and all that, they're all talking about that.
So why can't we be
Can't we be the one? Yep. So I think it's one of the best.
And I think it's really cool because I follow 3 other podcasts. That just in the last week and a half, they all posted something about sex trafficking, pornography. Yeah. And so I really do think the Lord is doing something in this season where he's really dealing with this and he's bringing it to our attention.
Yeah, I mean, we see it in the headlines with like the Epstein files. I mean, they even talked about that in the episode, in the 6th episode of The Counter. But, you know, it's coming to light. Like, what is hidden is being revealed.
Right.
And the church needs to have an answer. It's our role. It's our responsibility. You know, I hate it when people are like, well, you know, we shouldn't really get into politics because, like, if, you know, politics here, church is here. It's like, no, everyone is in. If the world is the one dictating to our kids, to our families, to society, and we're not speaking up, then what direction do we think this is all going to go? Right? What, Pastor Ryan?
Pastor wants to say something.
No, the Law and Order thing and what you just said, I'm actually okay with the world getting loud about what the problem is.
Yeah.
But the solution was always going to come through the church.
Yes.
Yep.
That was always the way God did it. So they can get as loud, but I've also reached a point, especially being here for 4 years, I'm not anticipating the world throwing out a bunch of great solutions.
Yeah, right?
I think let them get loud, but as the church, that's why it's so exciting. Yeah. It's like, okay, all right, now we're up.
Well, Pastor Troy always said, he's like, what, are the Muslims going to be saving kids from human trafficking? It's ironic when he puts it like that. Like, who else is doing it? If not the church, if it's not us, you know, and we need to do it. And we're doing it every day, which is just so exciting. You know, Pastor Troy is in Uganda. Before we get into the New Beginning stuff, I want to give everyone a little bit of an update on what's going on in Uganda. So, well, they were in Uganda. Now they're in South Africa. But in Uganda, I can't wait, first of all, to hear all the testimonies. We've gotten like bits and pieces. And Pastor Troy, oh, there we go. Pastor Troy is commenting, the solution is Jesus, not religion, but relationship.
Right.
I love that. Yes. Okay, Pastor. Well, we love you so much. And I'm going to share with them a little bit of your update from Uganda when you were there. So Pastor Troy, Leanna, Pastor Jerry, we've been in Uganda for like over 30 years now, which is crazy. And so they were there, they visited some of our villages that we have. I mean, you know, it's funny, like some ministries go and they'll build houses. This is actually a family, an entire family that they rescued. So that's the mama on the left. And two of these children are hers. I don't know which ones are biologically hers. 4 of them are orphans that she took in. All of them were being sold for $3 at a time. $3 at a time. So our team heard about this, paid $25 for all of them, threw them in a van and drove off. And of course, what do you think we're doing? We're building them a house in one of our safe villages, removing them from the situation that they were in. Pastor Troy said, we already sent $60,000 for that home. So, Wow. Man, what a beautiful family. Beautiful. What a beautiful family. I love that picture. And I'm so excited to hear more about that and to follow their journey because, you know, we'll get to, because we have teams there. So that, like, as the houses get built, we're going to get pictures. We're going to get pictures of them. I'm sure standing on the front steps of their home soon.
Right.
And that's just one family. And the fact that we've been there and we built villages. This is from one of our villages. I know. Pastor Troy in his happy place. I love it. Yeah. I think we've got some more.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's just incredible that, you know, not only do we have homes there, but we have villages that we have now built. And so it's really awesome. There was also, they visited one of our wells. So one of our water wells there, this is one of our wells. And this is crazy. So there's a whole miracle that happened with this well because there were local rebels that wanted to sabotage it. And you can keep that video running, Taylor, if you can. You can just loop it. But there were local rebels that wanted to sabotage this well because they wanted the control. They don't like it that we're there in this area doing good for people and giving them water and all of the things that come along with that. So they sabotaged it and they broke it. So we got there, we figured this out, and we're paying $10,000 to fix it. Not only that, but this so much speaks to the heart of this ministry. We are paying armed guards now to protect that well for our kids, for our people. And so, man, again, there's so many ministries like do the work and then they get out of there, you know, and that's great for people who do the work and drill the wells. But then what happens if the well goes unchecked? Mm-hmm. It breaks and that well, you know, broken is useless to people. So no, we stepped up. We're paying the money to get it fixed. We're hiring the guards to protect it so our people can have access to clean water. And those are just a couple of the stories. They've been gone a week right now. Mm-hmm. By the time they get back, it'll have been like 2.5 weeks. I can't wait to hear the testimony. Like we know, man, I think this Wednesday night, Brian Bolt is speaking. So tomorrow night, Brian Bolt's going to be speaking here at Open Door Church. Ooh. So check that out, guys. Mm-hmm. You do not want to miss that if you're anywhere near the area. He's a wild man. He's so us. It's going to be so great. But then the following Wednesday, Pastor Troy literally will have just got back and he's going to be here bringing the words. So you know he's going to be on fire.
Like, oh, man, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, he's going to be so ready to go. So anyway, guys, so much going on in this house. We are the hands and feet of Jesus, and we do media and all of these things so we can do more in the nations like what you just saw. And so with that, let's kind of shift gears to our New Beginnings conference. As Pastor Ryan said, we're on day 13 of the conference because it just doesn't end here.
That's so good.
I know some people who are still on their fast. Mm-hmm. Anne in here, she's been on a fast. and you know, God is still moving. He's still, miracles are still happening. He's doing so much. And one of my favorite things that happened during the conference, and then we'll just kind of get into, and I want to hear from you guys what you feel the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this season. But one of my favorite moments was when we presented the check for $100,000 to our friends in Durango. And this was a big deal because we had people from the actual government in Durango, big world changers that were here. So that was the woman on the left. I know Swami is literally midair. Look, Swami is off the ground. And that's
in the air.
That's hilarious. That is totally Swami.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. I never noticed that. The woman in the pink, she is the Supreme Court justice. Yes. And then the woman in the brown, she's over all of like transportation, infrastructure, and all that. So they are like high up there. They are now friends of ours. They are now family to us. And we were able to present them with a check. Do we have the reel from that moment? Okay, watch this, guys. This is so awesome.
I would like to invite to this stage the department, the Secretary of Transportation for the entire programs of Durango, Miss Anna Rosa Hernandez, and I would also like to invite to the stage the president of the Supreme Court, Selena Soto. Let's give a great big Troy Brewer Ministries welcome to two of my partners that work in the government, the head of the Supreme Court, and they work with us to rescue children. Ladies, we are so honored to have you here tonight, and we are anxious to get this building finished and to get it full of girls and babies. We don't want you to go home empty-handed, so we want to give you something tonight. You guys did this week at this conference. Woo! And on behalf of Troy Brewer Ministries, and in the name of Jesus, we present to you a check for $100,000 here tonight.
Ha 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 ha! Oh my gosh, it was so good. And if you guys watched the polls last week, I actually showed a video that made the news in Mexico. Wow. And they did like a whole piece on us. And that was really cool too. So if you missed that, go back to last week's episodes. I think it was last Tuesday or Wednesday, one of those days where we showed the whole news clip. It was really, really cool.
It was so good.
That was one of my personal favorite moments of the conference. Pastor Frankie, what was a highlight for you?
Yeah, so I've this is my second year being a part of New Beginnings.
Is it really?
It's my second year.
Oh my goodness.
And I had the opportunity of being the host of the over the conference, and I'm standing up on a, what we call the crow's nest.
Yeah.
And during worship, and Pastor Roy just starts prophetically just going after healing. And something that I prayed for into conference, about a week and a half before conference, I said, Lord, can there just be a new outpouring that would happen in the room? And so I'm sitting up on the crow's nest, and I'm just kind of watching, you know, I'm watching media team, watching everybody do their thing. And then I kind of look up, and there's just this cloud that's just hovering over everyone. And, you know, Pastor Roy's talking to me, and I can't remember his name, but Pastor Roy's talking about the guy that he did ministry for years with and how he just goes after it. And I'm just watching all these people, and it's just like this, like, I can see the difference between like fog that we would have out of a fog machine and like a cloud, like the Lord's cloud. And it's just beautiful to see, like, like you go to conferences and, you know, a lot of conferences are just filled with so much hype that it just, that you leave so empty. But like even night one, literally night one, people were just sitting there in awe of just what the Lord was, not even what we were doing as a group, just what the Lord was doing. And then I had the opportunity afterwards, after service, this woman walked up to me. And my always go-to question for anyone is like, hey, what was your thoughts? You know, I always love to know like what people's perspective are of what happened. And this woman said, she was like, I've been to about 30 conferences in my entire life, and I've had a foot issue for every conference I've ever been to. And I always go, for some reason, she was like, I always go to conferences and I always think, okay, if I go to this conference, I'm going to be healed at this conference. And she had like this religious mindset. And she said she didn't come into this conference. She's all the way from Georgia. Didn't even come to this conference even thinking about her foot. Wow. And she was like, the Lord healed me. And she was like, I have not been able to walk straight on this foot in 30 years.
Wow.
And she was like, I want to show you. And she just starts walking straight. I'm just like, wow, that's incredible.
Oh,
like she
my.
Was like, this is, the Lord just did something amazing. It was so much fun. It was awesome.
Wow. That's, I mean, it's cool to hear that, from someone, because I felt like literally from the first song, the first night, and from, you know, I've said this a few times, I feel like Pastor Pauline did such an incredible job with the worship and just setting the tone, because the worship is a big part of it. And so when she's, you know, picking the songs, and all of our worship leaders, you, Rebecca, you brought a word that first night. Mm-hmm. That was incredible during worship. And it was just from the get-go. I don't know if it was the shofar roaring and the whatever, but like it was just from start to finish, none of it felt like it wasn't intentional. Like it was just fire from the beginning to the end. It wasn't like, okay, we're just gearing up. Like it was full force, full speed ahead. The train was moving the second it started. And it's cool that translated, that other people were feeling that. Cause you always wonder, are people, is the congregation feeling what I'm feeling? Mm-hmm. Even when we're leading worship, sometimes you might feel really in it, but then you're like, okay, are they with me? Like, is the congregation with me? Are they going there? Or am I missing something?
Right.
You know? So that's cool. What about you, Pastor Ryan?
Which direction? Because there's something Frankie just said. The Lord is totally in what he just said about that lady's testimony. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes what she experienced was sometimes the Lord will wait for us to stop going after something so that he can do it, so that we can take zero credit.
That's right.
He will wait until we totally take our foot off the gas pedal of going after it, and we just go into a position to just go after him, and then he does it, and then the only thing we can say is the Lord did it.
Wow.
Because sometimes whenever we go after stuff, there's this small part of us where people can begin giving us credit. It's like, oh, that happened because you did this, this, and this. That's not the way the Lord works all the time. Sometimes he'll wait for us to stop.
Yeah.
And this conference was filled with people who, they did not come for a scheduled conference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They didn't come for our best planned conference, even though it was in many ways. What people showed up for this time, based on what I observed and experienced, was people were coming for something sacred.
Yeah.
And that's what set it apart.
That's,
I think,
so
there was a growing desire over the past few years within the church and the ODX community specifically, where we began to stop tolerating anything that wasn't sacred to the Lord.
That's so
And so the praise and worship sets, the preaching, Pastor Troy's preaching, which I'll get into here in a few minutes, because it was way different than anything I'd ever heard him say and the way he delivered it.
Yeah.
But people were really looking for something sacred. And I think the cloud that you experienced, you know, the world could have put a cloud in.
Right.
But that's not what it looked like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The world could have put on and done music, but that's not what it sounded like. The world could have healed her foot, but that's not what happened. What happened was people experienced the sacred in a new way.
Yeah.
And I think that that's very Davidic. That's very David themed. It's very Jesus themed. And that would probably be the best overarching part of the conference. It was a sacred time.
Yeah. I love that our friend Jeremy Stallings, who's watching right now, he said that he's been rewatching it over and over, the conference. He's been rewatching the worship. And guys, you can actually do that as well, which is really, really cool. If you are part of our ODX.TV family, if you're part of our Stage 3 family, then you can have access to this entire conference and all of our conferences 24/7, which is really, really incredible. Now, we did show part of these services on YouTube, but to get the full night, the full prophetic, the full shebang that you definitely want to get, you've got to join us as a Stage 3 partner on ODX.TV. But guys, I just want to encourage you, jump on over when we're done here, not right now, to ODX.TV and check out the conference if you missed it, because God is still moving in that. The Holy Spirit is on that. He is on that, and he can move in your home the same way that he moved in the room that evening on those days. He can do it. He can do it. So don't miss out and don't hesitate and share it around. Please share it around. I want to share one testimony from Debbie Smith, who we love, Debbie Smith. She said something that really touched her heart is she was there at the conference. She had a fuzzy purple vest on, and people she didn't even know came up to her and wanted to hug her. And that really meant a lot to her, because she has been living in Alabama, and she's believing the Lord that he's going to get her to move here, that she's going to be able to move here, which we hear that all the time, moving here to be a part of our church. But she said that Pastor Ryan went up to her and you said, "Are you huggable?" And she said, "Yeah," and you gave her a hug. I love that.
I've been here for 4 years, and there are some people that are not huggable.
I love that you asked.
You got to ask first.
That's awesome.
But sweet lady, and that, you talk about somebody who has jumped into the ODX community, and she prays, y'all. She prays every day, nonstop. And there are many of y'all in ODX that you may know her name, and she can pray for you and not know to have your name. She's one of those people.
Yeah, she is. Wow,
cool. And she's great from long distance. So I would love to have you here, Debbie. But if you stay in Alabama, I know you're not afraid to shoot a three-pointer either. So God bless you. And she was one of the ones. There were so many people who Jeremy's one to talk. I just saw his comment on there. Jeremy had a full on encounter with the Lord. I think Jeremy's story to tell, but I think he was one of the people who his night one experience continued into night two, and the Lord kept piling it on and building it on. It's like he released the first few chapters.
Yeah.
And so Jeremy, you're one to talk, bro. You're one of the ones carrying this stuff, and you're the one that took it somewhere else. So God bless you, bro. Guys, I love you. I do.
Yes. And keep sending us your testimonies from the conference, and we'll keep reading them. Mm-hmm. Kim Taggart said, "Rebecca proclaimed a factory reset on night one. I took that and I've received that." Also, Vicky Griffin says that she's selling her house now so she can move to Burleson.
That's cool.
Wow.
That is so cool.
Lord, send them all, Lord.
Man.
That's awesome.
Guys, keep sharing the testimonies. Any type, whether you think it's little or big. I mean, it's all, we celebrate all of it. That was something Pastor Darren said on the last time he was here, that like, let us not ever forget to celebrate the things that other people might see as small victories. Like they are miracles. They are something to be celebrated, and we celebrate the Lord in all of it. And we celebrate with you all in all of it. So what else, Pastor Ryan? I know that the Lord has put a lot on your heart.
Well, I mentioned it earlier, the ice storm, and anybody that can go back and watch Joseph Z's message on the prophetic word the Lord gave him on the storm and things going around the country. Mm-hmm. But I was geeking out about the way, and I've got to go to my Marvel roots here. For those of you that are Captain America fans, listen, whenever he was plummeted and frozen for years, it wasn't that what he was doing needed to stop. What needed to happen was what Cap carried needed to be preserved for the right time. Preserve so what I really experienced was it was three nights of high intensity ministry. Absolutely. Jesus doing amazing things. It was a lot of fire. It's the most fiery I've ever seen you. Right. And many of us, it's almost like we began to see each other in a completely new way, because we started seeing the Lord's sacred promise. Those started coming out. And so there was a whole bunch of fire, a whole bunch of things spreading. And for us to go from being so on fire with the Lord and experiencing what Holy Spirit fire looks like, then for us to go on ice. It was not that God was shutting down what he was doing.
Correct.
What he was doing, whenever you freeze something, you're holding it together.
Yeah.
It was so important. It was so valuable and it was so needed that it would go on ice because we're going to need it going forward.
Correct.
Yeah.
We're going to need all that God did over a 3-day span the whole rest of the year. Right. That's why he froze it.
Wow.
It was so all of us got in our home.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us had a few more home projects than others.
I did.
But what he poured out, he poured out, he deposited, and he also called out what he put in a lot of us years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It was these promises that we agreed to years ago, and this New Beginnings conference was that. So if you experienced it, or if you're watching online, if you haven't watched it yet and you're going to, think about all those times that you and the Lord made agreements. And as you're watching that, you will experience what we did. I feel
Absolutely.
So confident about that because he totally put it on ice, froze it, not to cool us off, but to preserve it because we're going to need it. And that was one thing. I was sitting there. I was
Absolutely.
Like, you've got to be kidding me.
I know. Cool.
Like That's 3 really cool. days of fire, then 3 days of ice. Come on. It was so exciting.
Pathetic.
So
That's
I did
really
not
cool.
see the ice storm as a problem.
It's a bad thing.
I was kind of like, okay. Lord, what do you want to preserve? Yeah. What did you pour out in my life over the next 3 days that I'm just going to spend some time with you? There's nowhere to go. It's just you and me. So, yeah.
Wow.
If y'all hear anything, I've been so blessed by that and geeking out a little bit.
So. Yeah. I feel like you were going to say something.
No, I really do. I felt like those three were the first 3 days that I actually rested spiritually, mentally, physically.
And
also,
it wasn't to stop you.
It wasn't, but also I feel like it was a time to reconnect with like our kids and our spouses and just a reset. And honestly, our Bible studies, we literally were able to have Bible study and not have any interruptions. And also eat 3 meals together with your family and break bread together with my mom, my dad, my husband. And we're in this cycle that you have to work and you have to go and you have to go. And I love how we are. I love going. But it is so, there is a big need and it is necessary to stop and rest. Jesus rested. He went for how many days into 40? Mm-hmm. We can't even rest one day.
That's right.
I know, 40 days, man.
And the Holy Spirit literally told me as I'm coming to my house, because I'm like on almost the same boat as Shay, you don't have to speed up things. You don't have to go to the next thing. Just sit here.
Yep.
So I love that he showed you that. I love that the Lord revealed that to you in the snowstorm. But sometimes we just have to stay still to be like, okay, God, let's reset and let's enjoy. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I think that's really important because, you know, I mean, I can guarantee all 4 of us, we were ready to go into Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, I was ready Sunday.
I was dressed, ready,
getting in my car to go pick up one of the worship leaders that didn't have a ride because he had ice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I have to repent because I'm mad that it got canceled.
Yeah.
And
I know.
We were ready. We were like, let's go.
We were all ready to go. And I think especially when you go out of a conference like we just came out of, if you're not careful, it's so easy to go back into what's familiar.
Mm.
And so then you lose.
I'm going to write that down.
You lose everything that you just gained because you go right back into the season that you were in and you don't know how to carry it into the next season.
Oh,
and
that's so
and
good.
So. Yeah. During that weekend, you know, even though, you know, we're hanging out with our kids and hanging out with our spouses, like the thing that I kept thinking about was like, Lord, like what am I carrying into the season that you need me to be still in right now? Like throughout the next couple of days, because I mean, we were out till about Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
What do I need to carry into this next season that I'm so focused on trying to go back to what's familiar? And one of the things that Lord highlighted to me, he was like, Frankie, if you're going to carry what I want you to carry, then you have to go slow. You have to go slow because I know you're ready to run. And I'm all of us were ready to run. He was like, you need to go slow because you're going to begin to drop things that I need you to be able to carry this season.
That's really good.
So.
That's really good. That's a word that I feel like I will marinate in for a while. Cause I think it just, that is the temptation just to like, and it's well intended too. Like God gives you vision or puts something on your heart and it's like, you want to go 0 to 100. All right, Lord, I'm going to go after this that you put on my heart and that you've anointed me to do or called me to do whatever. And then sometimes God's like, no, I'm just like showing you that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like a step-by-step thing.
Right. And if you think about like the season of David, I mean, when God anointed David, it took years before he even came into kingship. And I know a lot of men in the room, one of the things that I kept feeling in the room was men are being like raised up to be to take on a warring position. And I think a lot of times in men is like, we get this idea and we're like, okay, we need to run now, when we haven't even completely focused on what the Lord is wanting to do then. So I think that, especially in that season, it was like, okay, like, you're ready to war, let's war. But I need you to be still, because it's not that time yet.
Yeah. And I love that. I mean, you think about it, the whole conference was the heart of David.
Right.
Mm-hmm. David was a shepherd, and it took him a long time to get to king. Mm-hmm. And so, man, it's just, that's so in alignment really with the heart of New Beginnings and the heart of this revelatory word that God gave Pastor Troy on the heart of David is shepherd. What was it? Shepherd, prophet. Warrior, king, or shepherd, warrior, prophet, king. Yeah.
Worshipper. One was worshipper.
Yeah. Worshipper.
Sorry.
Yeah. Warrior. Oh. I don't know. All of the above, but you know, but it took him, it was steps and each season prepared him for the next, and each season was useful for what he needed to carry into the next season. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so good.
And I do believe that I wrote down on my board, this is a year of transition, and then from transition to increase. So a lot of the people that came to the conference, they were ready for the transition. So I want to encourage you, like, God, you're transitioning, and there is a process during the transition to go into receiving the increase.
Yeah.
And so that's what I came all fired up, because I went to this really, really, I'm going to do a real fast recap. I went to a conference in Mexico, and I've been waiting for I thought that I was already ready for the increase. Mm-hmm. And the Lord's like, you've been in transition for a while, so receive your increase. So the Lord gave me my increase in Mexico. So I was able to share, and there's no more holding back. And I've been kind of, you know, being just nice. I am nice. Very, very nice, guys. I promise. But just very extra careful, like kitty gloves. And I don't want to be like, you know, but the Lord's like, no, Troy said that some of us will enter into our kingship, like take position. So that's what I did. And I just released it. So I do believe that a lot of us are in transition. I love what you said here. Newness of assignment that people received confirmed their years of walking with the Lord. Mm. So you're transitioning into that. That will allow you to receive your increase. Mm-hmm. So this is a year of the increase.
Yeah, I want to just encourage everyone watching, if you feel this is a year for increase, if this is speaking to your heart, just write increase in the comments. Just leave the comment right now, increase, if this is resonating with you. And I really believe it is. I see here Kelly Ann just said, this is confirmation on learning to rest from the Lord. Jacob Duke said, God's been releasing vision this year for my family. So hard to be still and wait for him to build it out. You want to go hard for the vision, but there's character building and training to be done. And that
got the chills
right there. Like that word, character building.
Who said that?
Jacob Duke.
Jacob Duke.
He got it.
That's it. Great because job. We see, I mean, you can look at the headlines right now and unfortunately see what happens. Look at that. I love seeing all the increase comments, but you can look at the headlines and see what happens when the character is not there, but the platform is. And
good right there.
Character is everything.
It's over.
Right. From when I was a little kid, I just remember my dad telling me that, like, you can take your whole, it takes your whole life to build up your character. And it can take, like, it can be crumbled in a second.
In a second.
One decision. And that's tragic. And I mean, we've seen that. That's biblical. We've seen it happen in the Bible. But man, guarding your character and stewarding that is so important. Good job, man. It's more important than any of the platform, any of the lights, camera, action, any of the fun stuff, the exciting stuff, that, like, the gifts, all of that. Like, you can have all the gifts in the world. You can have all the anointing in the world.
But if you're,
honestly, you can be anointed and you can be lacking in character. And that's not a place.
Yeah.
It's true.
Right. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
It's true. Like,
Shay?
It is.
We've seen
it. I mean, we've seen it. And so that's a tragic thing when you see that. And I always I always wonder when I see that, though, because you see these, like, amazing, like, charismatic leaders that maybe you grew up following your whole life. Like, I've seen this. And then they fall, and it's shocking. You know, the situation that maybe they found themselves in, and how it happened, whatever. And no, I'm not, this is not to be really in judgment at all. Mm-hmm. Because we all sin and we all falter, but it's just, it can crumble in a second if the character is not there. So I love that. Yeah,
awesome.
Jacob, I love that you even wrote that you're even being intentional on understanding, like, there's character building and training to be done, because I think that is, like, you're in the trenches. That is, like, one of the most important places to be.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, guys, I just realized it's 1:36. Should we go behind the veil? We have a lot more comments that I want to get through. Like, as you guys are setting your testimonies, what the Lord is speaking to you, I want us to, like,
I think there's some stuff we can talk about at the conference that would probably be better suited
behind the veil.
Yeah, I think so.
I love that. All right. Well, we're going to keep unpacking this, guys. If you are watching us on YouTube or Facebook or social media, It's going to end for you. And we're going to go behind the veil, which is exclusive to our ODX.TV family, stage two or stage three family. So I want to encourage you, jump over to ODX.TV and join us there, because this conversation is not over. We have so much more to unpack. We didn't even get to your notes yet, Pastor Ryan. So we've got notes to get to. We've got more of your comments. And I just want to continue unpacking, guys, what you feel the Lord is saying to you even. So please continue to comment. And I do want to remind you, tomorrow night, at Open Door Church, Brian Bolt is going to be preaching. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so, so good. He brings the fire. He is part of our family. He's also just so fun. And we love him. So he's going to be here tomorrow night. You don't want to miss that. But tonight at 7 p.m., we have our counter after show. Joseph Z is going to be recapping episode six, all on human trafficking, Baal worship, pornography. And he's got the whiteboard out. He's going to be, I mean, he's going to be ready to go. You guys are not going to want to miss that tonight at 7 p.m. And with that, should we give them, what are we going to leave them with, Taylor? What's the, oh, this is, okay. So this is just a clip. If you have missed episode six of The Counter, we're laughing because of what the reel that we're about to show you is titled. Listen, as I said, with this episode, we don't shy away from anything, okay? This is Pastor Troy confronting an issue that needs to be confronted in this day and age. Take a look at this as we head behind the veil.
So I got up there like, king, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Troy Brewer, we are happy to have him here with us today. Pastor Brewer, how can you add to this conversation? I said, pornography is the reason why we are here today.
Come on, Troy.
And I said, if it wasn't for pornography and it wasn't for this, and I just went through all of this, is if you're watching pornography, you're watching a crime scene. If you're watching, because I promise you, over 90% of what has been uploaded there, and recently it's been proved by this go-getter that has gone after this, over 90%, they literally took down 90% of their content in one day because they knew it was non-consensual.